Father, I thank you, Lord, for your presence with us. We thank you because the ark did indeed go before us into this new year. And we are here. Praise the Lord. And Lord, this is our first gathering on this platform this year. And we just want to consecrate it before you, Lord. Let it mark the beginning of new things for us this year. We see that the year is off to a great start. We're believing God for even greater things. We thank you, Lord. As always, I declare that the entrance of God's word brings light and gives us understanding. So let it be this morning to the praise of the Lord in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Our first lesson this year is going to be, of course, about the year 2025, off to a great start and expecting an even greater finish. Now, there is a series of prophetic word, I might say, that the Lord has given me, but I think I'm going to release those first at GMI Church, and then I'll come back and do it here. So this Sunday, I'll be speaking about that by the grace of God there. And afterward, I will speak some of that here. But today, here's what I want to talk about. 2025, off to a great start already. For me, this is my testimony. We're going to hear yours in a bit. This is my testimony. This year is already off to a great start for me. There's a lot of things that have happened. Word of the Lord is coming clearer. And, you know, someone declared here last week, and I latched onto it. It's a freshwater anointing. And I thank God for that. You know, I've latched onto that. I think I'm experiencing it already. So I give God the praise and glory. But I want to remind us of the things that the Lord said. I'm going to give you, read some scriptures to you again of the part of last week's closing out of the year, the crossover message. I'm going to read some scriptures, put some promises in your hands again, and then look to see what the Lord will do. The message from ending last year was that our Lord was going to go before us. Specifically, the ark will go before us. And I want to put these scriptures in our hands again today to know that the Lord is indeed going in front of us and going with us throughout this new year. He's right there. You don't need to look very far. He's going to be right there with you all the way. Every step of the way, it's going to be right there. Remember, the Lord's already been to the end of 2025 and beyond. There is no time as far as he's concerned. It's already there. It's done already. You know, so you can actually do a review. You know, we can do a review of 2024 and we can do a review of 2025 today. It's possible if you have the faith. You know, I actually did that yesterday when I was thinking about this lesson. I said, well, I can do a review of 2025 because I can see how the year is going to be. That's my review. You know, I can see the good things that are falling in line unto me for 2025. The lines are falling unto me in pleasant places, the psalmist said. I can see myself checking off all the things I had on my list. So I can start doing the review of 2025 even now. I don't need to wait till the end of the year because I know how it's going to be. Because remember, our God finishes first before he starts. hallelujah. Or the way I used to say it, God doesn't start anything until first he finished it. You know, he's already finished it for us. It's not started yet. You know, that's us. But as far as he's concerned, it's done. You know, I'm the one that calls the end from the beginning, he says. You know, he knows exactly. Everything's already done. Praise God. You know, so we can do a review, a 2025 review this morning. Yeah. I was actually going to put today's title as 2025 review. And I thought people would think that that was a typo, that maybe I meant 2024. So I said, okay, well, you know, I won't put it that way. But no, even if I did that, it would not have been a typo. I meant that you can do a 2025 review today. Today is the first day of the year, but you can be reviewing how the end of this year is going to be already. Praise Lord. It's like everything, you know. We're looking at, you know, like the song we played, we're thinking about how is it going to be when we get in the Lord's presence. You can be reviewing that in your mind already. That Jesus, you know, we're still here. He hasn't come back for us yet, but you can be thinking about it. Hallelujah. You can be thinking about what the Lord is going to do. See yourself doing that thing that you put on your list. Maybe you're walking down the aisle. Do a review of it already. Hallelujah. You know, praise God. I mean, whatever it is that was on that list, you know, do a review of it in your mind. You know, God's already said amen to it. I mean, God said it's done. You know, you say, God said amen. Well, yeah. Jesus said amen and amen in the book of Revelation. He said, I am the amen. You know, so, and then, you know, one time also he said amen. So you don't think God says amen? Sure he does. You know, so he's already said amen to it because you believed his word. You've released it according to his word and he stands behind it. That's what amen means. That's all it is. It's not some magical word or anything. It just means so let it be. You know, so the heavens will say amen. The heavens have said amen. And we are off to a good start. But here are some of the things to remember for this year. Not only did the Lord go before you, he's also going to be with you every step of the way. Here are some scriptures for us to remind us that the Lord is with us every step of the way. Exodus chapter 23. And verse 20, the Lord said, you know, I'm going to send my angel before you. Praise the Lord. The angel of the Lord to go before you into 2024. And I believe he did already. The ark of the Lord and his presence, the angel of the Lord going before us already. So let's just read a few scriptures here to remind ourselves of the promise of the Lord. Exodus 23 and 20. Hallelujah. Behold, I send an angel, and he put a capital A on it, before thee, to keep thee in the way, and to bring thee into the place which I have prepared. Well, there's a lot of things that God has prepared for us in 2025, according to your list. You know, one time Jesus said, be it unto you according to your faith. Well, you know, that's it for 2025. You know, that's why I have the confidence and I can declare it right now that it is done if you can only believe it. But Jesus said pretty much the same thing. So there is a place that the Lord has prepared and there are some things that the Lord has prepared. And the Lord said, I send an angel before you to bring you to that place or bring you to that thing to cause it to be accomplished. You know, and he has his orders. Don't forget, he has his orders. You're not going to make him do something that the Lord didn't have him do, you know. So let's not be thinking that way. You know, sit back, relax, believe the Lord and keep on thanking the Lord and keep on praying. But he's going to bring it to pass. Amen. Next scripture will be in Exodus 33 and 14. Hallelujah. Again, the Lord said, my presence shall go with thee and I will give you rest. Now, these are simple sentences, but very, very powerful. I send an angel before you to bring you into the place that I have prepared. My presence shall go with you and I will go give you rest. These are simple verses that we can memorize and quote to yourself every day of this year, because these are the promises of God. Now, if his presence is with you, then of course, and you know that it is well. Hallelujah. And if you are dwelling in that presence, then you know that no evil can penetrate. That's why Psalm 91 says, you know, there shall no evil befall thee. You know why? Because you have made the Lord, even the Most High, your habitation. When you are living inside the Lord, you know, consider this fortress, right? You are inside that fortress that is impenetrable. You know, well, that's the Lord. So that's why the evil cannot reach you, because you are inside that fortress. So, you know, we're in that presence. That presence is with us. We're in the presence. He's in us. You know, then we know that no evil shall befall us. But beyond that, you know, it's not just, I mean, yeah, you know, it's a great thing for the Lord to preserve us from evil. I mean, that's really great. But we also need his, you know, step-by-step guidance throughout the year. And the Lord will preserve us from evil. And I'll give you a scripture, you know, at the end toward that. I mean, for that. So, but first I want you to know the Lord's gone ahead of us, and the Lord is with you, you know, all the way. I mean, that's the lesson the Lord told us at the end of the year. But I'm just here to remind us, you know, of the same, you know, so. And here is Deuteronomy chapter 9, verse 3. Again, the Lord telling us and telling the children of Israel, and we're, you know, quoting and believing these things for ourselves. Understand, therefore, this day, on this first day of January 1, you know, 2025, this first day of the year, January 1, 2025, understand, therefore, today, that the Lord thy God is he which doors go over before you. And as a consuming fire shall destroy all your enemies. Hallelujah. And he shall bring down everything that's opposed you, all the hindrances, you know, all the brazen walls, you know, the walls of brick, the walls of everything, you know, that has held us back, the bars of iron, the gates of brass, and all these things. Well, say, as a consuming fire, I'm going to go out there and destroy them, you know, and then I'm going to give you, you know, the commandment, thrust them out. Praise God. You know, when the Lord, you know, knocks them out, he will ask you to finish them off. That's basically the way it is. Don't let them get up. No. Knock, the Lord will knock them out and he'll tell you, finish them off. How do you think? I'm not talking about people now, so get your mind off of that. We're not fighting people. I don't even care about that stuff. I'm talking about spiritual things, the hindrances and various things that, you know, the enemy puts in front of us. The Lord will knock them over and then you finish it off by your faith. You stand on top of it. Because my God shall bruise Satan under your feet shortly. Romans 16 and 20. You bruise him. Hallelujah. And God's already knocked him down. You know, Jesus already bruised him at the cross, but you finish it off. Finish off the war. And he raised his head, you bruise him again. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And so this is going to be the pattern for this new year, you know. Nobody. Let me make this announcement right now. As we go into this new year. Announcement. No sickness. No one saying, I am sick this year. You know, that sickness is one of the things, can be very subtle, but then it can be very grievous. It can grow from a little thing to something very grievous, but it can keep you out of action. You know, many times, you know, we're sick of this and that. I mean, there's some natural weariness. We understand that, you know, we're not talking about that, but we're actually talking about sickness. You know, so sickness is not our portion this year. So that's announcement number one. Get it out of there. Let it not be even be your vocabulary this year. Hallelujah. The people shall not say, I am sick. You know, that's, you know, we know that the Lord, he gave us that. So we thank God that he is with us. We are with him. Praise the Lord. And it is well with us. And this, you know, there are some things we need to be saying and declaring for yourself throughout this year. You need to be saying, you know, that, you know, the lines are falling unto me in pleasant places. Praise the Lord. That's right. You know, that's what we need to be saying. You wake up in the morning, Mirror, mirror on the wall. Who is the greatest of them all? Well, Christ. The greatest of them all is in me. I'm looking good today. Glory of God is upon me. I'm going to arise and shine. None of that gloomy stuff. Not this year. I'm not doing any of that. That's right. When you look at your image in the mirror in the morning, if you see any heaviness, get away with it. Get away from it. So that's not you. You know, what you want to see when you look at that mirror is the glory of God. You want to see, the Bible say, you know, with open face, beholding as it were the glory of the Lord in a glass. When you're looking, even though you should be seeing your reflection, what you're actually seeing is the glory of the Lord because he's upon you. Hallelujah. You know, so, and that's what we're going to be doing this year. None of that gloomy stuff, none of that negative stuff. We left all that stuff in 2024, you know. Newsflash. Praise God. When your soul tries to be down, you know, this soul thing is a mystery. Sometimes it's glad, sometimes excited, sometimes it's down. But the mystery of the soul is that the soul can be separated from the spirit. According to Hebrews 4 and 12, the word of God is what does that. The spirit is constant. But the soul, you know, and the flesh takes the side of the soul most of the time. And that's why it says this, you know, the spirit and the flesh, they lust against each other. You know, the spirit is willing, the flesh is not. And so we got to put it under. And, but, you know, my soul magnify the Lord. You can command your soul to do the good things and not the negative stuff. You know, so that's what we're going to be doing this year. So, none of the negative stuff coming out of our mouth this year. No. You need to make, you have to be intentional about this stuff. You know, I'm not using my words this year to declare any negative things. You know, I've heard people say, I have COVID. You know, I heard it last year. I heard it the year before. You know, I don't even want to hear that at all this year. Praise the Lord. You know, we're not going to say any such thing. So you're not sick. You can't have that stuff. I mean, come on now. Praise the Lord. So we are well in the Lord. It is well. You know, the Bible says that, say ye to the righteous, it is well with him. So it is well with you all through this year. Praise the Lord. And it is always going to be well with you as long as you declare the same thing with your mouth. Declare it. You know, that's what the scripture says. Don't say negative things. Just say positive things. I'm saying it slowly so it will sink into our mind. Now, what did God say to us to do? Did God say that we should be declaring negative things? Remember, we've read this scripture, dozens of times in this room. Numbers 14:28. As you have declared in my ears, even so will I declare unto you. Well, you know, then do it. Say the positive things. Inhabitants of that land, for instance, shall not say, I'm sick. Isaiah 33 and 24. You will not say, I am sick this year. But what then should you say? Well, say whatever it is that you want the Lord to do for you. Praise God. You know, if you are going to thinking of being married, well, call yourself Hephzibah. If you think that, you know, you've been rejected, call yourself Beulah. Hallelujah. I mean, just call yourself these good things. The Lord is listening. The angel of the Lord is also listening. You know, and he will do it for you. These are the things we want to do this year. We do not want no negative declarations. You know, and try to not use your tongue to cause problems this year. Watch your words carefully. You know, there's no need to, you know, aggravate anyone. Let's be a blessing. according to Colossians 4 and 6, you know, use your words to be a blessing. You know, let your words be a blessing. Always a blessing to somebody. Hallelujah. When, you know, when you speak, let it be a blessing. Let your words be with grace, seasoned with salt, that you may know how to answer every man. You know, declare what you want the Lord to do for you. Lord, let it be good things that come out of your mouth. Praise the Lord. Put me in remembrance. Let us plead together. Declare thou that thou mightest be justified. Isaiah 43 and 26. You got to declare what it is you want the Lord to do for you. But watch what you declare. Don't let any negative things come out of your mouth. Watch your mouth. You know, set a watch on it. Bible says, put a lid on that thing. Praise God. You know, so those are, you know, just some reminders of how we should conduct ourselves throughout this year. Praise the Lord. You know, your words of grace to yourself, to your family, to people around you, you know, let it be so. Praise God. The Lord God hath given me the tongue of the learned. Isaiah 50 and verse 4. That I should know how to speak a word in season to him that is weary. That's right. You know, let's be intentional. Now, words, you know, when somebody is down, according to Job 22, you tell them, you know, that there is a lifting up. You know, but let's not be the one that caused the downcastedness. You know, let that be a thing of the past. We want to be the one that say there is a lifting up when people are down. You know, why look you so sadly today, Joseph said. You know, and that's the reason, that's, you know, the fact that he cared and all of that, it finally led to his promotion. You know, but let's be mindful of these things. Praise the Lord. Job 22 and verse 29. When men are cast down this year, you be the one that will be saying there's a lifting up. Don't be the one to be the cause of the cast, you know, downcasting. But you be the one that be the raiser upper. Hallelujah. Lift that upper. That's what we want to be. Praise the Lord. God has given us, you know, some good promises this year. There's some more word coming from the Lord. Just, you know, the timing to release it is the thing. But here today, I'm encouraging you to just, you know, follow on, knowing this year that the Lord is with you. Yeah. And there is nothing that can withstand his presence. He's with you. Deuteronomy chapter 31, verses 6 and 8 will give you another comforting admonition or exhortation about the presence of the Lord. Be strong and of a good courage. Fear not, nor be afraid. For the Lord thy God, he it is that doth go with you. He will not fail thee, right? And he will not forsake thee. And again he says, and the Lord, he it is that doth go before thee. He will be with thee. Yeah, so notice, he's going before you and he's also with you. That's Deuteronomy 31 and verse 8. Powerful scripture. Going before you and he's going with you. He will not fail you. He will not forsake you. Fear not. And be not dismayed. So, these are some of the things that the Lord told us last year. I'm just reminding us, Isaiah 45 verse 2. I will go before you and make straight the crooked places. Hallelujah. Break asunder the gates of brass. Cut in pieces the bars of iron. Lord already said he's going to do it. You know, then why not we challenge the Lord to say that which you have spoken with your mouth, let it be, you know, confirmed and verified with your hand as it is this day in my life. Anytime you come up against barriers, gates of brass, bars of iron, hindrances, barricades, and roadblocks, and things like that, well, declare the word of God. The Lord said, I'll go before me. He'll go before me and break these things down. And let these things begin to be broken down. Hallelujah. And begin to speak to the root of anything that's, you know, come up against you. Like they, you know, the Lord will break it down. You know, the word of God already said it. The Lord said, put me in remembrance. You know, remind me of what I said. you know, challenge that word. Let the word use that word again and again and again and again. Praise God. You know, God's good for it, you know, so, and he loves it. He wants people who can believe him and take him at his word. And he will do it, and he will do it for us. Remind yourself every day, Isaiah 50 and verse 7. We told ourselves these things a couple years ago, you know, and some people have been using it. I want to remind you to use it for yourself as well. You know, let this be your posture throughout this year and say, look, I know the Lord already said he's going before me. I know the Lord already said he will be with me. I know the Lord already said he's going to help me. Well, because of all of that, I'm not going to be afraid. For the Lord God will help me, he said. Well, you can also say, for the Lord God has gone ahead of me and he is with me. Therefore, I shall not be confounded. Therefore, have I set my face like a flint, and I know that I shall not be ashamed. Praise the Lord. And you know, there are many things that are shifting, you know. They're already shifting. You know, they're shifting, 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 coming into view. And it's because, one, the Lord said it is time. Two, you believed it. Yeah. And you join forces. And then, you know, God said, yeah, you see, you know, you read, you know, your amen and your faith causes a release and gives God permission to do, heaven permission to do certain things. And even the angels too that are waiting, you know, because they already have their orders. And you can't make them do anything else. But, you know, there's a secret trigger that will trigger them into action. And once you figure it out, spring forth into action. And what is it? Declare the word of the Lord for that situation. According to Psalm 103:20, I say it all the time because it's so powerful. I found it to be so true. You know, praise the Lord, ye angels that excel in strength, that do his commandments, hearkening to the voice of his word. They're right there. We're waiting. You know, when you, you know, it's pretty much, you can say it this way. The word of the Lord is their command. Let's put it that way. That's what it says. And they are strong angels. They're not just weak ones. You know, but when they hear that word from your mouth and the faith is attached to it, it becomes rhema. It pushes them into action. Hallelujah. And they will go, you know, the Lord, you know, has given them a standing order. It's always there. You know, you go forth, spring forth into action. You do it. Once you hear them declare my word, you see to it. Praise the Lord. All you have to do is just speak the word. Don't worry about, you know, one man, he understood it. He came to Jesus and said, look, just speak the word only. You know, I'm a man of authority myself, and I'm under authority. And, you know, I say something, somebody does it. I tell them, they do it. I know if you say it too, in your realm, it'll happen. I mean, you know, and that's the way we got to conduct our lives this year. Just say, look, the Lord has spoken. Well, let the church say amen. So, you know, the Lord has spoken. So I say amen. I have spoken. I say amen. The angels, you know, when they hear it, they move into action. It all works by faith. And it's in that realm. You know, that's the realm. That's the currency that of heaven is faith. You know, it's what makes things move for us and walk here. And the target of all that, you know, action in heaven is the earth. God's target is for you to send his angels here to direct you and to guide you. So that's where I want the people to focus on for this year. These are not anything we don't already know, but this is the encouragement the Lord wants me to remind us of, you know, as we enter into this new year. Praise the Lord. And God will fulfill his word. Don't you forget it. He will fulfill his word. And there are some of us that, you know, we've just been in the same place for a long time. I mean, last year, you know, just things, it's just like things just didn't move. you know, even though we knew the word Lord, but didn't move. Well, Lord gave me a word for that. I'll be releasing it soon. But let me just say this to you from Deuteronomy chapter 1. And I'm going to pray over this room from Deuteronomy chapter 1. You know, there came a time that the Lord, you know, had to tell the people certain things. You know, he said, look, Deuteronomy chapter 1, verse 6, the Lord told them this. He said, look, you have dwelt long enough in this man, or I should say, you have dwelt long enough in this space, you have dwelt long enough in this situation that you are in, enough already. According to Proverbs 23 and 18, surely there is an end, you know. And one day the Lord called for an end to you. He said, look, enough already. Move forward. You've been in this place. You've been stagnated for too long. Now, there was a promise released to us 2 years ago of emerging. And you'll see that many of the rooms that I've been posting lately, I put the word emerge in front of them. It's just a reminder. Like today's room, you'll see right there. I put the title, I put emerge in front of it. It's deliberate. You know, every time I use that word emerge, it's a deliberate reminder, or that's the intent at least, you know, to remind myself and you too. That the Lord, look, the Lord already said this. And so, and you know, sometimes the Lord will say things and it looks like it takes 100 years later before the thing will happen. But, you know, there is coming something that the Lord is going to do for us this year. You'll hear more about it later. But you've got to make up your mind to move forward. Praise the Lord. So that's our exhortation today. We're going to start this year. We started this year out on a good start. It's going to even be greater. And here are some things around that, you know, to help you know that it will indeed be greater. According to the book of Job, chapter 8 and verse 7, here's the way the scripture puts it. He says, look, though thy beginning was small, or the beginning of this year might have started out small, yet the latter end, and the latter end shall greatly increase. So I've got confidence to say that this year, for me, actually, starting out on a roll already. But if it started out slow for you, don't worry about it. It's going to pick up steam. It's going to pick up momentum, you know, because the latter end shall greatly increase. And today, I want you to do a look back, not on 2024. This is not a slip of tongue of what I'm going to say right now. 2025. I'm not talking about 2024 now. Look back at 2025. So why are you talking that way? We're only in January too. Well, visualize yourself at December 31, 2025, and look back and see what the Lord has done. Hallelujah. I'm already looking at it. There's a lot of good things that, you know, God planned for this year by the grace of God. Nobody can say tomorrow I'll do this, or next year I'll do this, or next month I'll do this, except by the grace of God. But if the Lord will, and if the Lord tarry, we will live and we will do these things. And all those things that are on my list, the Lord will bring them. All those things that are on your list as well. So you can now actually begin to celebrate. In the words, as in the words of Isaiah 44 and 23, you can start saying it. You know, rejoice, O ye heavens, for the Lord has already done it. Father, I thank you, Lord, for this short word of exhortation for people today to know that you have already done it. You have already gone ahead of us. You've already promised us many things. And there's more word coming to guide us throughout the year. And I believe the Lord has some great things in store for us. Today and every day of this year, we will bless the Lord. I will bless the Lord at all times this year. My praise shall continually be, his praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul, make a boast in the Lord this year. Well, let the humble hear it, and let them be glad, and let them rejoice with me. Praise the Lord. So, Lord, I declare that the lions are falling onto me in pleasant places this year. You declare that for yourself as well. The lions are falling onto you in pleasant places. You have a goodly heritage. A child of the King of Kings, for that matter. You know, so lift up here. Nobody should put ashes, you know, on their head this year at all. We declare that there will be no ashes put on anybody's head. We're not going to be down in the bulrushes. Our heads are anointed for glory. So lift up your heads, O ye gates, and the King of Glory will come on in. The glory of the Lord has risen upon us this year, according to Isaiah 60 and verse 1. And we must arise and we must shine. Glory to God. So, what is it? Praise God. Well, you know, I'm going to be there when you are walking down the aisle this year. Praise the Lord, though, because I already said it. Hallelujah. You know, I'm going to carry some new babies this year, too. Amen. Hallelujah. You know, advancement, increase, you know, my goodness, promotion, acceleration, many good things coming. I see it already. Not for the world, exactly. We'll talk more about that as we go through the year. But for the elect, you know, and all of these also that we might get the gospel out. Because we got to get this gospel out, you know. So we thank the Lord for all these things. We give him all the praise and give him all the glory. Thank you, Lord, for a good start to this year. And we're looking forward to an even greater ending. And we can say now, you know, prophetically, by the eye of faith, that should the Lord tarry and you know, be his will at the end of this year, we'll be saying, see what the Lord has done. And even along the way, we'll be saying, see what the Lord has done. January, the celebration's coming this January. The celebration's coming in February. Celebration's coming in March. Hallelujah. Claim yours. Put it down on your calendar. You know, the places where celebration, you know, coming for you. Some years ago, the Lord made me visualize that in my mind, some calendars and some different things. Some that were gloomy and some that were jumping up. You know, celebrations coming for you in April, in May and June of this year. Celebrations coming for you in July, August and September. Hallelujah. Celebrations coming for you October, November and December. And we're going to be praising the Lord. Thank you, Father. We give you, Lord, all the praise and all the glory in Jesus' name, amen and amen.